For the next hour, we're talking dirty on FM Talk 106.5, a show to help you win the battle against dirt. With information about vacuums, tips and tools to make your job easier. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. Now, here is your Talking Dirty host, David Lord. You're sampling the best. Better than all the rest.
Better than anyone. Anyone. Good afternoon, everybody. This is David Lord from A&A Vacuum, and I'm here with my brother, Tony.
He's going to let me talk today, I promise, folks.
No, that's
you
all you get.
You are going to be regaled with some Tony Lord talking today.
Oh, Lord. Okay, well, the show's over, and we'll see you next week. No.
Fake news.
Folks, we are A&A Vacuum Art. We're family-owned and operated since 1954. That's three generations. We repair and sell floor care equipment. We are the oldest vacuum store in the state of Alabama. Located at 5301 Cottage Hill Road, one block west of University Boulevard. We're open 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. Open Saturday from 8 to 3. Our telephone number is 251-661-3549. And please remember aavacuum.net. That's where you want to go as you start to gather information about vacuum cleaners. That is our website. Please like us on Facebook. And on our Facebook page and our website, we have before and after pictures of repairs that we get in, we completely service, and sanitize. So you get the before and the after is just beautiful. So why in the heck would anybody have a vacuum service? Well, let me just say this. Your vacuum is the best line of defense against spreading germs and virus. You know, we never think of it like that. In our minds, we think of it as just cut it on, run the machine, it picks up some dirt, and you stick it in the closet. But the fact is, it's not picking up dirt. It's picking up filth, odors, and viruses. So your vacuum cleaner, especially today's vacuum cleaners, the good ones are built to pick the filth off the floor, the furniture, the ceiling fans, and to hold on to it and capture it so that it doesn't circulate around the house and affect us. And, you know, after we spent a couple of years in masks and taking shots, having a good vacuum is a great defense mechanism for your health. That really is our business, is the repair business. So, we happen to sell the best floor care equipment in the world, but really this business started based on our ability to repair and turn products that most people would throw out in the yard for somebody to pick them up into a machine that is functioning. It runs well, it smells good, and it looks better. Although that doesn't mean much to you, looking better, but it does to me. We want them to look fantastic. Despite the fact that we sell lots of floor care products and the best ones, that's what Mom and Dad wanted us to remember, is that we are in the repair business first. And the way our repair
process goes.
Yes. Thank you, Tony. I needed that. is that you come in, our estimates are always free.
Yes.
We will never charge you for that. We try to do it while you wait, so you already know when you leave what it's going to be. But that always can't be done, just depending on the amount of traffic and the amount of work we have. But what we do, if we take it in, we do not do any repair until you sign off on it and say, yes, go on and get it done. So our estimates are always free. That will never change. And definitely, you don't need to make an appointment. If you don't want it done, you can use it as a trade-in. That's one of the ways we whip Amazon. Yes, I said that word, Amazon. The fact is, we learned a while ago, Amazon's not going away. I know you're thinking, well, this is a small store, so they got to sell for more money. The fact is, we learned a while back that the percentage of profit on zero is zero. So we want you in our store. We want to have the best buy for you. And we want you to run out and tell your friends, hey, these are great guys. They're normal guys you can go to with a problem and they will solve it. Plus, they got the best price. And one of the ways we do that is we take your old broken vacuum, and companies allow us to give big discounts on new machines so that when you Google it, I promise you, you're going to go out of there saying these are the guys to go to. So we handle all of it. We handle all the warranty issues, and we want to be the place that you come to for advice, because again, what we have in our store is what we call the vacuum cleaner obstacle course. We want you to try them, to cut them on, to make sure it's easy for you to handle. And we want you to ask the most important question there is. And I'm amazed how often none of us ever ask this question. You see this fantastic looking product, and it looks like it can do some amazing things. But we never say, okay, what is the warranty and how is that handled? Now, guaranteed one thing for sure. Every single company has a warranty in their instruction or user manual. Most of it is gibberish. They never plan to act on it. The fact is, it requires you to do all the heavy lifting of getting your warranty handled the way it should be. I'm not saying they never do. Many of them do, eventually. It's the amount of time. And I don't know about you, but I can't go without my vacuum for a month. That is the worst thing I could do. So that is what we have to offer. We want you to ask that question. What is the warranty on this, and how is it handled? How is it handled? And you're going to walk out of here knowing that, that you got all the right answers to all the questions you ask.
Well, I think the most important thing to point out with our warranty system is that we're here to provide a relationship. The relationship does not end once you make the sale, and I think that's what these big box stores and these online presence, these domains, want. They will eventually get around to taking care of the warranty one way or the other, but the process is designed to frustrate you to the point that you just completely give up. You can't go, as David said, a month without a vacuum. You just go out, bite the bullet, and click and buy and get another one and just be done with it. That's not the process that Dad and Mom, trained us and had us grow up on. We're here to build a relationship. It doesn't end with the sale. We want you coming in with those problems.
Absolutely. And I'll give you an example. You know, we had one of these this week. Mm-hmm. Gentleman brought in a shark. And whenever I do this, these are just things that have really happened in our store. I'm not trying to. I sell shark vacuums. So, and by the way, since I said that, I got the best price on shark vacuums. So, and then we even add something that Shark doesn't had never even thought of. You know, sometimes people, even if they have a lift away shark, they don't want to carry the thing the whole time. Mm-hmm. So we make a 10-foot extension hose to fit on this machine that gives you about 15 feet of reach. That way, if you have to do all the windowsills and baseboards, you're not having to get varicose veins carrying this tank around with you everywhere you go. So gentleman comes in and he says, I got this vacuum. It's about 8 months old. Mm-hmm. And it's not working right. So we tell him what it is, and he's very upset. Now, not necessarily at us, even though it sounds like it when you're standing there, but he's very upset. And you know what? I get it. You just spent $200 on a product. It got shipped to you. You get to take it out of the box, assemble it. You get to do everything. Mm-hmm. And then when it doesn't work, you got to try to get in touch with him. And that was his anger. Shark, as most companies, do not have a warranty station anywhere. They just don't have one. So your job, it's all you. You get to call them or email them many times. They might send you a part, which means you come to a guy like me to get it put on if you can't do it yourself. And then, you know what? Everything is a waiting game. So let's say they even give you a new machine. That's going to be 3 weeks to a month.
That's it.
If that happens at all. Okay, guys, we got a great show for you today. We got three more segments to go. Hang on, and we'll be right back.
More Talking Dirty is on the way. Now, here's your Talking Dirty host, David Lord. You're sampling the best. Better than all the rest.
Better than anyone. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to the Talking Dirty Show. I am Tony Lord with A&A Vacuum. I am here with my brother David. He is sitting to my right, and across the table, moderating this whole thing, is Mr. Phil Bush, making it sound brilliant.
And that's very difficult to do.
Yes, it is. Yeah, he is putting in
He's sweating right now. He's sweating.
I mean, you know. Folks, come check out our store. We are at 5301 Cottage Hill Road, about a bot west of University on Cottage Hill. We are in a little shopping strip with Center Stage Media Group, Changing Colors Paint Store, Jefe Pilatus, and of course you will see the Caboose, the most important group, A&A Vacuum. Give us a call, 251-661-3549. We are open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5, Saturday 8 to 3. Now we are closed on Sunday, but nothing else. You can get on our website. It's aavacuum.net. That's aavacuum.net, folks. Even for a Luddite like me, this is an easy website to get on, to navigate through, to find all of our great products. You'll find all of our American-made vacuums, our German-made vacuums. You can even click on some of these and get little informational videos. You know, nothing lengthy, 30 seconds to a minute long, but it'll give you all the information you need so that you can come give us a try, and that way you can try before you buy. aavacuum.net. Check it out.
Okay, and also, you know, we are getting some new commercials put on our show, and that is thanks to my very good friend Jolene Roxbury. And by the way, her show will be coming on this station, the Jolene Roxbury's Variety Hour. That's going to be Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sunday at 7 a.m. And let me just describe her show. It is like watching the Carol Burnett show, but just listening, obviously not watching. And it's nothing but fun for one solid hour. A lot of people go, well, what does she talk about? Something political? No, no, she does not. Does she talk about the star? No, she doesn't do any of that. It's just a moment to have a good time and get away from all that other junk that's out there. And on Sunday at 7 a.m., you need a happy moment as you're driving to church because you just spent the morning yelling at your kids to get dressed. You're going to church. I don't care if you think you're sick. So check that out for sure. Now, we wanted to move. You know, we got a few emails this week, and we get them each week. But I decided, you know what, some of these, I got to start putting these on the radio show because they – most of them are very, very good questions, except that one about you, Tone. But the rest
we're
going
to delete that one. Just thought I'd say that.
So, you know what? Let's, Tony, take a shot. And if you can't read, I'm sorry. McGill Toolin tried to learn you real good.
Well, let me get on my William F. Buckley position
there you go.
Here
there
with
you
my
go.
Page.
Yep.
And it begins with, help! !
Okay, let me write that down. Help. Okay.
All right. Take some notes. Oh, he can't write. He's a little. I cannot find a vacuum. You know, some of these questions, many of you are going to have, and some of these experiences many of you have had. So this will resonate with many of you out there. This one says, I cannot find a vacuum that will last me. I put a lot of miles on them, and I keep breaking vacuums. If it's a belt that breaks and I replace it, it turns out the entire brush mechanism has gone off kilter and will keep breaking belts. The latest victim, meaning their vacuum now, was a Bissell
before that was a Dyson. This is an expensive vacuum.
Yes, it is.
Which just slowly died. Maybe it was just at its end. Now, they picked up a Eureka, they say. It lasted a couple of months before it went out with a big, scary, dusty boom. Very conscious on emptying the dust bins before they overfill. So, that's where they're at. They've gone through quite a few vacuums in a very short amount of time.
Okay, so obviously this is something we deal with every day. You go, you buy a vacuum, and you look it over. Now, again, I'm not saying don't buy these vacuums. I'm saying know what you're buying. So if you were to go buy a lawnmower today, and the lawnmower was the housing was made of plastic, the blade was made of plastic, the handle was made of plastic, and most of the motor was made of plastic, don't get me wrong, it can cut grass. It's how long and how good. That is the question. So on vacuums, I agree that we have to have some plastic or none of us can use these things. There's one that's not made like that, and that's Kirby. And it's so heavy, it takes three people to pick it up. In fact, they use it on the USS Alabama to keep it at bay. So it's very heavy, bulky machine. So I'm not saying we don't need some plastic to make a lighter machine. But if you get it on the beater brush, that is the part that does the work on any of your rugs. And without it, you know what? You're going to pull up your rug one day and you're going to sweep up about the size of a man in dust and dirt, hair, because that is what the beater brush does. So without that, I don't care if you run a brush over it. It's not going to pick it up, and it won't even come close to what a beater brush can do. Well, these beater brushes can run anywhere from 3,000 times a minute to 6,500 times a minute. So it is constant heat from the moment it's cut on. Okay, heat and plastic, not good, not good. Heat, plastic, and then hair, which all of us are losing. And I don't understand it. My ladies tell me that they lose hair at a faster rate than me. And how can that be? Because I'm bald. and so I've been told. So what now? You've got basically a rope tied to this brush roll that's plastic that's creating a lot of heat. These vacuums intentionally were made to not last long. And you know why? Vacuum companies' profits don't rise if you never buy a vacuum from them again, or you just get your same vacuum fixed over and over and over again. Vacuum cleaner companies get much higher by selling a vacuum and selling you another one. Everybody knows this routine. What happens when the warranty happens, they get so frustrated and they're going back and forth, and finally the company says, have we got a deal for you? We're going to sell you this XYZ machine at a discount for you. And then you'll start all over with the same bad warranty that you had before. They don't say that. I'm saying that. So you get the same piece of paper that you got before, just with a different book, that is going to be absolutely no use to you. So I'm not saying don't buy those vacuums. Sometimes they're probably the right machine for you. I just want you to have an opportunity to try it and compare it with other machines, some of them very good. And hey, some of them very expensive, but you do not have to spend a ton to get a good vacuum. So I hope I answered that.
Well, and I'll tell you, it's not just relegated to vacuums. I mean, floor care is inundated with all kinds of things. Shampooers, multiply that by about five.
Yeah.
Because now you're dealing with water as well as filth, and put that together. So many of these shampooers, people are complaining about that as well, spending an exorbitant amount of money and not having it for very long because they've got spinning parts, even things with gears that they're made out of plastic.
Yeah.
And this filth, which is now wet and then it gets dried and it's almost adobe at that point, just breaks into pieces. So, yeah, it's months where an expensive shampooer is out of commission, and that's where those metal parts come into play
there
as well.
And then if I could give one bit of advice to everybody out there, the second you loan it, just guaranteed. If a if a guy that is, whatever, doing something in your home, you have people come to your home to do some work, whatever you do, when they ask you, hey, where's your vacuum and we'll clean up our mess, I want you to tell them your vacuum is already broken.
Yes.
Because once they get a hold of it, the destruction we see is unbelievable. Okay, and the other one, I can speak from my point of view, kids. If you loan your kids your shampooer, I'm going to tell you, they're going to loan it to three of their closest friends. All of them have pets, and all of them this past week either threw up or pooped on the carpet. I'm just telling you, if you, my dad said to us, boys, I will never lend you my tools, because he knew he would never get them back. And you know what? That was very, very honest and straightforward.
Well, he also learned the hard way.
that is true.
After seven kids, he got wise to it.
Absolutely.
But
yes.
That's also why we have a service program. Look, even with these well-made machines, it's worth getting these things serviced because you're picking up all that filth. So keep that in mind. That's why we're here. Folks, stay with us. We got two more segments to go. Come back. This is the Talkin' Dirty Show.
More Talking Dirty is on the way. Now, here's your Talking Dirty host, David Lord. You're simply the best. Better than all the rest. Better than
anyone. Anyone. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I am Tony Lord with A&A Vacuum, and you are listening to the Talking Dirty Show. Folks, check us out. We're at Cottage Hill Road, about a block west of University. You can give us a call at 251-661-3549. We are open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. On Saturday, 8 to 3. Sunday, we are closed, folks. But you need to check out our website. It's aavacuum.net. That's aavacuum.net. Look, many of you out there are a little reticent to come check out, even if it is a small business like ours, but a specialty store. Well, this will give you a little insight to what we're like. It's very real. There are no pictures that are gleaned from the internet. You'll see our ugly faces on there, but you will also see the best in floor equipment. You will see our great vacuums, American-made, our German-made vacuums. You can click on things, get little informational videos, something short and sweet just to give you plenty of information before you take the chance and come try before you buy. And folks, we are branching out in our advertising. Check out the October 11th edition of the Lanyap. On page 15, we have a little quarter page ad with three of our finest products in the business. There's the Best Rechargeable by Simplicity. There is a Recar. We talked about our American-made vacuums. This is a lightweight Recar R10E. Very light, very easy to use. And then Miele's got their Marin vacuum. It's been number one in Consumer Reports countless times. That's a name that gets number one in Consumer Reports and other consumer sites for really customer loyalty. You talk to somebody that's had a Miele, and they will tell you every time, I will have nothing but a Miele. Check out this Miele Marin. It is one of the best ever. It's easy to use. It will do any kind of terrain, a floor. Check it out again in the Lanyap, the October 11th edition.
Yes, and maybe I should clarify something. Tony talked about everything that's beautiful in the store, and it is, except for the two guys running it. We really want to change the name to of our store from A&A Vacuum to Two Old Guys and Some Floor Care Products.
Yeah.
So, okay, let's go to another. We've got another email that was sent to us.
All righty. All righty. This individual, God bless him, they have got a Shark vacuum. This is, they completed the purchase of a Shark NV391C. or the overly long name, Navigator Lift Away Pro blah blah blah. This guy is a you'll think that I've written this to myself, folks. It cost me $150. I thought to myself, Dyson is all marketing fluff. Boy, this guy has got it figured out. I'm sure this mid-priced Shark on clearance is just as good and way better value. I didn't know at the time. Shark was just as hated. He hadn't opened it yet, so he could technically return it. What his question is it worthwhile to do so? I'm not sure when people say Shark is terrible, if they mean it's not a good investment or if it's absolutely unusable. Now, this individual is renting a small home. I don't need much, he says. I previously used a broken vacuum and flung large chunks of dirt out the back.
That's got to be called something else. It's got to be a mulcher or something.
Yes,
it can't be a vacuum.
No kidding. If this vacuum picks up on the floor well enough for a single male of 2 years, I'll be happy. What do you say?
Okay, well, so let me just disagree with a little bit of it. I sell Sharks, and as I sell Dyson as well. If you said to me for $500, would a steel motor vacuum work better than a plastic motor vacuum? The answer is of course it will. But in the land of where there's a lot of plastic and there's no getting around it, every ounce of a Shark, of a Dyson, of most of the vacuums that are out there, and all the ones at a big box store, if you go to Costco, no offense to Costco, I got my membership. If you go to Costco, they've got probably four or five different machines there. Now, they've got boxes and boxes and boxes of them, so all you do is load it up and put it in your buggy. But the fact is, there will not be one metal part on the machine. It's not the end of the world. My opinion is, your Shark for $150, if you're asking for 2-3 years, maybe five. And listen, every time I say this, somebody will go, well, I had one 20 years or whatever the figure is. I'm not saying that can't happen. We're just going with the averages. And I think he would be pleased with it for maybe between 3 and 5 years. So I have no problem with that. All I care, when you come in my store and when you leave, I want you to say, this is what I bought. This is why I bought it. I tested out other machines in the same price range. And without question, this is the machine for me. It doesn't mean your sister who has a Dyson or whatever it may be, it doesn't mean she's wrong when she says it's the best vacuum she ever owned. I don't know what she owned before. It just means just make sure that it works for you. As a matter of fact, borrow your sister's, go try it and see if you're as happy. But the real thing, come in, try different machines in our store. You will be amazed that we do not pressure you for a sale. The worst thing in the world we could do, and Dad taught us this early, is to sell you something you don't want. Because, you know, I'm not Walmart. You're still going to go back to Walmart and buy groceries or scissors or whatever it is. I only sell floor care equipment and work on it. So the fact is, if I do that to you, you aren't ever coming in my store again. And you're going to tell every one of your friends, don't come in my store again. So that would be a pointless venture for us. Mm-hmm. So again, I think you should not return the Shark. And I think it'll be a good machine for you. And hey, if you have any trouble, you know where to come because I know how to fix them.
Well, and I think that's another point that we like to bring up during during every show is that it is not imperative that you have purchased the vacuum from us for us to repair on it. Wherever you bought it, how long you've owned it, you bring it in, and our estimates are always free. But one of the things you'll notice on our sales floor, and David, you may have missed it, but I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. we're not relegated to selling just $1,000 vacuums. We have got the best vacuums of every brand in every price range. So for those bachelors out there that are looking for $150, I promise you, we've got the best $150 vacuums that you can find. We can work on it. We do the warranty work. And you will not ever just receive a box. We assemble them for free, and we take care of everything. So, yeah, for those of you out there that have a story similar to this gentleman, definitely check us out, and it even gives you a chance. We won't treat you like what other places would treat a $150 customer or a $99 customer. You are our potential person for the next 20 years, and hopefully your children and your children's children.
Yes, and listen, email any questions, and I'll Please. Just give you a tip. If they say good things about us, it could be a big payoff.
Guaranteed, it'll be read.
All right, Tone, give me the next one, because it looks pretty short there.
Oh, yes, it is. Boy, this brevity is this man's best friend.
Yes.
Are you ready? Open up. What is the best rechargeable vacuum?
Oh, that's the question.
That is it. Question mark.
Okay, well, look, obviously there's a lot out there. Names you've heard, names you've never heard in your life. So there's Dyson, there's Shark, there's Bissell, there's Hoover has some. We've been introduced to machines called Oofy.
Oofy.
Not Goofy, Oofy. And there's many others. Again, I would ask you the same question. Try it. Can you try the machine? Go try it. And if you can, compare it to something else. Number two, find out what that warranty is. Who's going to take care of it? How is that going to transpire? You want to know whether they're – listen, if you believe in your product, you'll back it up. If you don't, then you know what? You'll get incredibly quiet about that time. And, yes. and we deal with that with our with salespeople that come to us. Because we ask that question, what is your warranty? How is it handled? Because the worst mistake we can make is to sell you something and then tell you we can't ever fix it. And look, if I ever did that, I would tell you that up front. I don't want you to find out later. So we've got that part covered. So the ones we really take pride in that we sell, and I'm going to just give you one. It is the Simplicity S65 Premium. There is nothing as good as that. It looks like the design of a Dyson. It's got an attachment to do rugs, floors, any surface you want. As a matter of fact, my wife put it on the bed, not the bedspread, but the comforter, because the dogs get up there and lay on it. And she said, I am sick and tired of washing this thing almost every day.
Yes.
So she can take this little vacuum, don't run it on high or it'll pick up the whole bed. But on regular speed, it will get all the hair off. It won't hurt anything. And it's not hard to do. It's very light and easy to handle. This has an hour runtime. It's got true HEPA filtration. Everybody loves to talk about filtration, and then what they've got is some little sponge filter mm-hmm. or something. No, this is a real live, true HEPA filter. It's got more suction power. Let's see, what can I give you? All right, it's got more suction power, no kidding around, than if I hooked up a brand new Kirby. And that's a great machine, but a brand new $500 Dyson. Plug-in. We're talking about plug-in vacuums. It's one thing for me to tell you a rechargeable is better than another rechargeable, but when it has more suction power than a plug-in vacuum, you've got an awesome machine. Now, if you look this Simplicity up online, it's going to be $499. We are $399 in our store, and we handle all the warranty on it. Folks, they're telling me to shut up and let's go get some commercials done. We're going to be right back.
More Talking Dirty is on the way. Now, here's your Talking Dirty host, David Lord.
Hey, Hello, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. I am Tony Lord from A&A Vacuum, and this is the Talking Dirty Show. I am here with my brother David to my right. Across the table is Mr. Phil Bush, moderating moderately.
Yes.
Folks, come check us out. We're at 5301 Cottage Hill Road. The number to call, 251-661-3549. Look, we're located on Cottage Hill, about a block west of University. We're a little shopping strip. You'll find Center Stage Media Group, Jefe Paletas, Changing Colors Paint Store. But the biggest sign, the biggest, most seeable, observable sign on the block is A&A Vacuum. We are open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. On Saturday, we are open from 8 to 3. We are closed Sunday, but check us out online. It's go to our website, aavacuum.net. That's aavacuum.net. This is an easy-to-navigate-through website. It'll have all of our products, big and small, our American-made products. You can click on a few things. I'm starting to get a little sick on air.
We're both standing here looking at you going,
I'm about
breathe.
To fall over. I've been running. So, no, check out that website. It'll give you all kinds of information. It's aavacuum.net. Now, I'm going to take a drink.
All right, and I was wondering one thing about your rechargeable vacuums.
Folks, this is an example of Phil talking. So go ahead, yes.
Talk dirty to us.
Well, how long does an individual charge last on your vacuum cleaners?
Well, the machine I just mentioned, I'd say most of them out there are 25 minutes.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, because no one will say this to you, so I'm going to say it, and that means nobody will buy from me because I'm telling you the truth. But the fact is, if you run your machine on high, it drains a lot more battery power. Yeah. So in an example of a Dyson, you might get, they've got one now that is an hour. That's the V15 Detect.
Yeah.
And, but on high, it's about 10, 12 minutes.
We sold one to your buddy Jason Green, and I hope Jason will not mind us giving a little plug for him. We had sold him one of the Dyson V15s. And look, he was perfectly happy with it, although since then he's purchased Miele and Simplicity rechargeables. But that day, a little later in the day, he called. I could tell it was him because he's got a he's got a laughter that's indicative of Jason Green.
Yeah.
And so I knew it was him. He said, guys, did you know that on high – this vacuum lasts 7 minutes.
The bad part is, it was brand new. I didn't know.
No.
I didn't even know. He did something that I should have done, which is called read the book. But I didn't do that, so I had no idea. Now, he liked it, but still, because he's a clean freak. His wife caught him vacuuming at 4 in the morning. He couldn't sleep.
Yes.
To answer your question, Phil, an hour on this one. Ricar, which is another American-made company, they've actually got one that we carry that runs for 90 minutes. So you're looking for the best rechargeables? Again, I would tell you to do the same thing when you come in our store. Try them. Try the Dyson. We've got a few other names in there. Try them. Compare them with what I really am recommending and see what you think. Bottom line is, I want you to get the best, and I want you to walk out of there with the best price. I hope I answered your question.
Very much so.
All right, Tony, I think we got one more question here.
Got it. And this starts off by saying, sick of buying a new vacuum every 2 years, but I'm poor. I'm getting into my Ann Landers mode more than likely. I'm going to start right off by saying I had no idea there were so many vacuum types. And now that I started Googling, I'm even more overwhelmed. Tell me about it, sister.
Yes, boy, isn't that the truth.
in fact, that's what I say. Hoping y'all can help a girl out. My third Bissell in 8 years just broke again. I've heard this many, many times. And I'm wanting to stop throwing money away and buy something that will last longer than 3 years, or at least actually perform well during those 3 years, LOL.
What does that mean? LOL. I'm not up on the
love us lots.
Yeah,
no,
God.
Not us. You can't be. I don't know. I did my best.
I'm out of the contemporary speak. Truly, do not need anything fancy. I just want it to work. I have a 1,200 square foot home. 480 square feet of that is vinyl plank, which honestly, I sweep and mop instead of vacuum. But maybe that's because I've only had bad vacuums. The rest is carpet. I have three stepkids, ages 8 to 10, who are with us 50% of the time, as well as two cats. I would say that that's your problem right there. So no.
No, just kids.
Yes.
Just in general. All right, so first thing I'd tell you is, before you throw that Bissell away, as I tell anybody, you know what? It costs you nothing to come in and see if we can fix it, if it's repairable. And we're very upfront with this. What I do not want for you is me to repair it, you pay the money, and in 1 month, it's broken again. So my job is to tell you what I think. It doesn't mean you have to do it. It doesn't mean you have to agree with it. But my job is to say, look, it could use this, this, and this. And sometimes I'll say, look, you do this, I think you're gonna got you got many good years left. Or I will tell you, if it makes it another 6 months, I would be surprised. I would rather you know all the variables up front. That way you make your best decision. And again, you know, it is not just good enough to buy something for me. That's great. I love that. Yeah. And thank you, because it puts my kids through school. It's important that you buy something from us and love us. And we will do backflips now. No, Tony will, but I will watch and clap.
Yes.
To try to get that exact result. We want our customers to love us, so we want to steer them in the right direction. So bring it by first, and let me just look at it and see what it can do. Because, again, you've got options from there. You may say, all right, I'm ready. What? Show me a good vacuum. Again, I'm poor. I'm using your words here. And so show me something that can fit my budget. And what we'll do is we'll find something that will be above your budget, but with your trade-in, we'll get it in your budget. You will crush we will crush Amazon. Mm-hmm. And you will come out with a far better product than you actually thought you could afford. So there are, you've got many options here. The difference for you is that all of those Bissells were either bought online, had to have been, or you put a box in the cart and you drove up and you got it with your groceries and your scissors and your stapler and whatever else it may be. This is all I do. We've got to be the best at it, or we're not going to be around very long. Yeah. And that's why we've been around for three generations and since 1954. So what a great question. All of these are great. I would still tell you, please keep emailing us, whatever it is. That is fantastic.
Talk about helping a girl out.
You've got that. And don't forget to watch or listen to Jolene's show. On Sunday morning at 7 and Saturday at 4, and then definitely take a look at our ad in the Land Yap. And hey, we truly appreciate you listening to us, and please listen to us next week. We'll be on at the same time. Katie Bug, I love you. I'm coming home. And Mom and Dad, thank you so much for bringing us home.
For the man,
too much for the man, he could make it.
So he's leaving the life he's come to know. Ooh.
He said he's going
back.